going? You're listening to the Shine to Five Method with CJ. I'm your host, Kristen N. James, aka CJ, the creator of the Shine to Five Method. What is that, you may be asking? It is a trusted system to help 9 to 5 women push past mediocrity so they can shine in their own businesses. So if you are juggling a 9 to 5 with a side biz right now, then this is for you. Let's work together on breaking up with your employee mindset so you can be in the driver's seat of your life. So buckle up. It's going to be a fun, sometimes bumpy ride, but girl, I'll get you there. Hey, a friend. Welcome back. I see you. I know why you're back. You saw the title of this episode, you're like, ooh, I get to be in CJ's business again. Of course I'm going to listen. But I appreciate you joining me as usual. And you know what's coming. You got to let me know how you're doing. Send me a DM. Send me an email. Let me know how things are going for you, because we're living in a very difficult time. And I think it is important we keep checking in on each other. And I just wanted to remind you that you're not alone, man. If you're listening to this and you feel alone, I'm here to tell you that you are not, okay? And that is a segue into today's episode in my business and also what I'm going to be covering on next week's episode. So today I wanted to share about when I had to do one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. And I wish I was being extra, because apparently I'm known to have a flair for the dramatic, whatever, friends. But I'm talking about, I had to surrender. I had to give in. I had to pause, reflect, evaluate, even pray like I always do. And whenever I have felt the stress of entrepreneurship and life in general getting to be too overwhelming, that's when I know I really need to pause and reflect and surrender. And in surrendering, it's trusting the process. And the word trust has been coming up a lot for me from every type of conversation I have had about, either be it about my business or my personal development. I'm talking to my business besties or my therapist. The word trust has been coming up quite a bit. And my relationship with trust, like many of us, my relationship with trust was a tumultuous journey at times, but I'm getting a lot better at trusting. But trusting the process means trusting yourself. And if we have not healed and attended to our inner child, trust is not a very easy thing to come by. But here's what I have discovered. When I hit those roadblocks in my business, when I come upon a detour or whatever it is that I have to deal with, some kind of obstacle in my business, or my business stalls in some way, shape, or form, where I go from having some really, really good momentum to whoop, hitting a wall. And I say, you know what? I'm just going to surrender. I surrender. What will be, everything will be okay. Trusting in God, trusting in the universe, trusting in myself. Trusting in knowing that I have done and I am doing the best that I can. And we are too hard on ourselves, constantly putting pressure on ourselves to keep up, constantly to keep up. And because of this pressure we put on ourselves, and we feel like we always need to be in go mode, the green lights on, like we're driving along. You know, when you're driving and you're just hitting every single green light, you're just hitting every single green light. And then you hit a yellow light, you're just like, oh God, I got to speed up because I got to catch this light. That's what we do a lot in life, because we don't want to stop. Because if you're stopping, It means you're not going anywhere. You're not advancing. You're not successful. And miss me with the whole, I'll sleep when I'm dead and hustle, hustle, hustle. I've already spoken about how I feel about even the term side hustle and the hustle, hustle, hustle thing. We got to pause. And every single time that I have just surrendered, every single time I have said, okay, and take a deep breath and just go with it and just hand it over to God and universe. I'm going to speak about God, but it's whoever you identify as your higher power. And you hand it over and you say, things will be okay. I attract clients. I attract leads. I attract opportunities. The right people always find me whenever I surrender. Whenever I stop feeling like I got to do the things and I constantly have to do the things, I'm doing the things and I'm doing the things and I'm doing all of the things. Whenever I have paused, reflected, and just surrendered, the opportunities find me. Because here's why. What is for me will not pass me. Some things will not happen in the timing that I would like them to happen. Some things most definitely take longer than others. And the more you want it, the longer it takes. Is it just me? Let me know. The more you want it, the longer it seems to take. And then I just let go. And I tell myself, and I have a conversation with God. Oh, I work through some meditation or some Reiki or whatever it is I need to do. And I come out of it feeling so reassured, so confident. But it took a long time to get there because surrendering also, like I pointed out, it feels like I'm not doing anything, but I am. And I'm doing the best that I can. Given my resources, given whatever the situation is, I have done every single thing that I possibly can in this scenario. I have set things up the way they need to be set up. I have spoken to whoever I need to speak to. I have put out whatever social media. I have sent whatever emails. I have tapped into my network however I need to tap into it. I have spoken with my coach. I have gotten feedback and insight from my business besties. I have done the things. And we have to remember, as entrepreneurs and as committed entrepreneurs, we work very, very hard to get our results. Every day, day in, we are working away to get those results in our business. And sometimes it's, you gotta let God and universe, so whoever your higher power is, take over, take the wheel. Cause you've done everything. You've done literally everything. All you can do now is just show up and say, you know what? Let's see how this all unfolds. And I'm sharing this today because this was a very long journey. It was tough. It was really, really tough to just surrender because I want to feel like I'm doing something. I come from a culture, Caribbean culture, where I gotta do things. I gotta work. I gotta be productive. And even in those moments, and I'm not just saying I sit around my house and watch TV and, you know, I might put my feet up. I mean, there are the days when I might just go for an extra long walk. I'll get out into the sun and I'll say, you know what? I did what I could for today. And I just wanted to remind you, if you're still listening, thank you, first of all, to trust yourself a little bit more. Trust yourself. Know that you got this. Because why did you start your small business? Why did you become an entrepreneur? Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? Why? Because you know you can do this. Because you know you have what it takes. You have all the tools. You have all the resources. You know where to go. You know who to reach out to. You are a genius in whatever zone you're in. You're an expert in whatever your field is. And you're working hard. Trust yourself. Trust that you're doing the best that you can. Trust that it's okay to just pause, reflect, and surrender. Surrender. Have that conversation with yourself. Check in with yourself. Reflect on how far you have come. You'd be amazed when you take that moment and say, wow, I did all this. Okay, I got this. I'm not doing too bad. I've come a long way. Don't get caught up in the next thing and the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. Pause and reflect. Celebrate and surrender. Trust me on it. Like, trust me on this. Sometimes when you just let go of the wheel, you trust the process. It is amazing the things that will fall into place. It is amazing the people that will seek you out, be it clients or other opportunities, collaborations, whatever it is. That if you were on constantly in go and you're trying to hit every single green light, you probably would have missed something if you weren't stopped at that red light. Somebody or an opportunity that was trying to reach out or to find you, you would have missed it because you're zooming by. So just use that analogy and think about, like, when you have to sit at a red light after hitting a bunch of green lights, and you have to sit at a red light and you have to sit there because the light's red. I mean, you can go, but you'll be risking your life and the lives of others. So you have to sit there for a few minutes. You got to pause and you just got to wait. What tends to happen? The light changes and you get the go ahead again. But in that moment when you had to pause, it is amazing when you look around you, when you're sitting at that red light and you look around you and you might notice little things like, oh, I didn't, so-and-so, this new restaurant is coming here, or oh, so-and-so has this on sale, or there's that person I hadn't seen in however long. Like, all these things can, if you just open your mind to it. So open your mind to surrendering. And also share with me what your own process has been and how you've opened yourself up to opportunities and abundance and wealth and prosperity and trusting. Share with me. I'd love to hear your stories. Please find me. You can, all the details will be in the show notes. Come find me. Find me on social media at Kristen N. James. Send me that DM and you share your stories with me of just surrendering and trusting. I leave you at that. Until the next episode. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for trusting yourself to still be here and for trusting me to listen to my words and trusting the universe will provide. That's it for now. Question, what was your biggest takeaway? I'd love for you to share your thoughts in a review, and better yet, share this with a friend that you believe needs to hear this. If you are ready to make your side biz your main gig, which means taking center stage so you can shine in your business, I invite you to connect with me. My website is kristennjames.com, or you can find me on any social media platform at kristennjames. Take care until next time, and as I always say, have a sparkling day.